New NDA government allies push for plump posts. As per sources, JDS is demanding the Agriculture Ministry for H.D. Kumaraswamy. Sources say that the TDP is going to bargain for the Speaker's post.
Is there a meltdown of the alliances in Maharashtra? The NCP's Ajit Pawar has called for a meeting of all party MLAs after being reduced to just one MP in this election. BJP's Devendra Fadnavis is likely to meet the Prime Minister today after he offered to quit after the party's poor show.
And the Lok Sabha elections, 22 union ministers lose out, and BJP's heavyweights, in fact, are some of those who have lost from key seats. Big setback, especially in Uttar Pradesh, where 6 union ministers have, in fact, logged in a defeat.
Mayawati plays spoiler for the India bloc in Uttar Pradesh. There are 0 wins for the BSP, but big votes in 16 seats. And BJP won 14 of those 16.
The India bloc on a wait and watch mode. In fact, there's a strategy meeting which is held in Congress Chief Kharge's residence, where Mallikarjun Kharge says appropriate steps will be taken at the appropriate time. India bloc leaders say the mandate is a reply to the BJP. Congress pushes for Rahul Gandhi as Lok Sabha leader.
Well, all the political action shifts to Delhi, doesn't it? Now, Tonima, the verdict has been delivered. People have voted. The results are out. And all the action now shifts to Delhi as far as government formation is concerned. Who is meeting whom, asking for what pound of flesh? All of those are going to now dominate the headlines.
That's right. In fact, as we already know, there had already been a lot of talk about how the two key kingmakers, DDP as well as the JDU, are obviously going to push for plump posts, plump positions. And that is what we are picking up in the morning today, that the TDP is in fact pushing for several key ministries, at least 5 ministries, possibly the MOS finances position as well, and also the Speaker's position. JDU possibly angling for several seats, several key ministries as well.
Let's get in a sense from Uma Sudhir. Uma, Andhra Pradesh, of course, has been a huge success story as far as the NDA is concerned. The TDP emerging as the single largest ally there, winning 16 seats, has a slight advantage in terms of the numbers when it comes to the JDU. What is Chandrababu Naidu thinking?
Chandrababu Naidu is back home in Vijayawada and certainly going to be meeting with his ministers and senior leaders. But as always, Chandrababu Naidu has the habit of holding his cards close to his chest and does not really reveal what he plans to do. But what is very clear, and I've understood this from the horse's mouth, that they are going to stay with the NDA, they are going to stay as an ally, but certainly drive a hard bargain. Remember that Chandrababu Naidu has had a long history of dealing with coalition governments, and he has also had a long history of relationship with Mr. Narendra Modi and Mr. Amit Shah, and there have been several ups and downs, and they know, they understand each other's personality quite well. So Chandrababu Naidu knows how hard to push on this front, and speaking about his own demands back home, the expectations of his people who have delivered him this kind of a mandate also puts a huge responsibility on Chandrababu Naidu. The last 10 years, they have felt quite marginalized and quite neglected also, should I say, because their numbers were not really critical for the government at the center, and therefore this is the chance for Chandrababu Naidu to negotiate on behalf of Andhra Pradesh, whether it's for the capital building at Amravati or the special category status that was always a very hot issue in Andhra Pradesh, and though that was not really on the table this time, but if he delivers something that's called special category status and that brings some funds to Andhra Pradesh, his brand equity will go hugely high, and that is something that he would certainly want to develop as political dividend in Andhra Pradesh itself.